and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Foods & Inns Limited Q2 FY25 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Milan Dalal, the MD, Anand Krishnan, the CFO, and Molloy Shah, the CEO of Foods & Inns. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hi, good evening, dear analysts, co-shareholders, and prospective shareholders. This is Milan Dalal, promoter and MD of Foods & Inns, welcoming you all to this call. At the outset, season's greetings, happy Diwali, and a super Sambat year 2081. I would not waste too much time in giving any other introductory statements, and we could go in. I would hand it over to my colleague Anand, who could take you through the quarter's performance. Having said that, since the time we had our board meeting and this call was kind of organized, we have some good news that into the Mumbai retail market. I correct myself, not only Mumbai, Goa, and soon some other states. We have had a tie-up of our B2C products of our company tying up with Punjab's and Paneer, and it would be a two-way kind of a tie-up, and we should soon see all our products onto their shelves. Anyway, may I just ask Anand to take over from here?
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Wishing you all a very happy Diwali and a prosperous year ahead. This is Anand, the CFO at Foods & Inns Limited. Thank you for joining us, and I extend a very warm welcome to all the participants of our Q2 FY25 investor conference call. Q2 FY25 continued to witness slow call-offs by our customers, which led to the lower sales booking in Q2 of FY25. However, we expect to reverse the situation before March of 2025, as the customers remain committed to their orders. The latter part of Q2 FY25 saw an improvement in container availability in the export markets. Lower production of tomato and guava products in FY24 also contributed to lower sales in Q2 of FY25. With a good monsoon, we expect the other crops like tomato, guava, papaya, and vegetables to have higher production in FY25. We have more than doubled our tomato processing capacity, as we also mentioned about this in the previous conference call, and that capacity is going on stream this month. Our new pastry line is doing very well and enthused by the market and the response. We are planning to expand the pastry line further by adding two more lines in the immediate future. We continue to witness growth in frozen vegetables and snacks category in the export markets, with expansion of product categories and geographies. The spray drying expanded capacity is now running close to full capacity from the month of October 2024, and we foresee full capacity utilization for the extended capacity in the remaining part of the year. Tetra Recard product development, along with product testing with brands as per their requirement, is going on, which should help us garner traction in Tetra Recard in the coming year. We have partnered with Punjab and Sind across their retail outlets for distribution of our Green Top brand products. As I come to the end of my opening remark, I would like to thank each and every one of you for your support and your invaluable presence on this call. Now, I request the moderator to open the forum for any questions or suggestions that you all may have. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mulesh Savla from Shah and Savla. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question and season's greetings to all. My first question is, can you please share the quantitative details for the quantity booked for financial year 24 and quantity booked for financial year 25? Because I see there is substantial reduction in the tonnage of sales. So is it because of lower booking or it is only because of other issues?
Hi, Sarlaji. So, I mean, our sales booking always depends on the call-offs that actually happen. Having said that, the order book is something that we generally don't disclose as, I mean, in any of the conference calls per se. So, we would be very, it would be very difficult for us to give you the exact amount of order book that we have on hand.
So basically, at least can you tell us whether the reduction in the sales tonnage is due to lower booking of the quantity or it is a mixture of various reasons?
Okay, so this is Molaisha. Being a seasonal industry and predominantly contribute, I mean major contribution comes from the mangoes. Our order booking once in a year. For us, trade shipment in next 15 months. So there is a no reduction in order booking. However, it is slightly up. However, due to the demand supply situation in Indian beverage industry as well as across the globe, due to some freight issue, non-availability of the vessels, there is some delay in the shipment, which is a major cause for, I mean, one of the major cause for the slightly lower sales realization. Otherwise, order position is almost similar like last year or better than last year.
Even the local sale also has come down a bit. So for transportation problem, probably international freight and all those things I can understand for export. But for local also, I fail to understand. We have a lot of tailwind and a lot of positive things and still somehow we are not able to capitalize on all those positive factors.
Cost of reputation that all these domestic order book positions which are there for last so many years, there has not been a single order cancellation. However, the call-ups do happen. So for the domestic, the specific reason being extended rainfall in some of the geographies, whereby specifically for Indians, consumption of a juice, this has got nothing to do with us, it's the brand. The consumption of a juice is aspirational and it is climate related. So basically the end produce does not go well around that time when there is heavy monsoon. There is a little low pickup. Having said that, not that we have any authentic thing, but we have been told very well that we are going to have a very severe summer and the juice manufacturers would be ready to catch up and be ready for this season.
Sablaji, and one more thing to add to your primary question, I'd just like to complete the question that he had actually asked. So basically, our production is always linked to our order book per se. So an indication of our production that we had actually given at the beginning of the season is what you should take as the order book. Last year, we had produced 40% more than the previous year, and we are still supplying crop year 2023's inventory as we speak.
Thank you.
I think we can move on to the next question.
Yes. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Arnav Shukleja from Ambit Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. I just wanted a slight clarification on the business model. So basically, in your presentation, you've mentioned that your clients have reiterated their commitments to the booked quantities. But are the clients bound to buy the entire quantity of mangoes that is on the order book, or is it just that in the past it's been like this?
Arnav, just to reiterate on the business model, we procure during the mango season the amount of pulp which is ordered by these large brands per se. So most of the quantities that we procure is based only on the orders that we receive. The pricing is fixed towards the end of the season. So whatever they book, generally there is a 99.99% chance that they would always honor the commitments. There is a 0.01% chance that they would renege. But 0.01% is also based on some costs that they would actually have to entail to cancel the order per se as such. So that's how our business model is.
This is Murali. I just would like to add one more point. As Mr. Mulan and Anand also just spoke, that there is a delay in shipment and, sorry, delay in dispatch in local market. So we are holding the product for customers of 2023 produced product. Since there is a delay, one of the major brand who consume huge product from us, they have agreed to give us additional inventory carrying cost. So that type of commitment from these brands are there. There may be delay, but hardly any chances to getting, I mean, any cancellation of the order.
Okay, thanks. Got it.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Kaustubh Shah from Wallfort PMS. Please go ahead.
Hello. Am I audible?
Yes, Kaustubh, you are.
Yeah. Hi, Anand. I just had one question regarding the top line. Now, for the H1, we are around about 400 crores of top line, and last year we were at 1,000 odd crores. So I know that you refrain from giving any guidance, but how should we expect the balance half of the year to turn out in terms of the top line, given that we have seen some improvement in the EBITDA margins? So from modeling perspective, what should we expect for the balance half of the year?
We are expecting whatever, as per the customer's shipment plan or dispatch plan, there will be a lag for a couple of months more, and after that, we are expecting a good movement of the stock in domestic market specifically. Essentially, it is difficult to give us the exact figure, but we are quite hopeful whatever target we had, we'll be able to reach in that range.
So should we expect a 21% improvement on the top line from the previous year?
So by Q4, you can actually expect a growth as compared to what we did in Q4 of last year. Q3 might again not be that great, is what our indications are.
Okay. Okay.
It will be like a power play at the end, is what we are expecting.
Okay. Understood. Fair enough. That's it for my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next follow-up question is from the line of Mulesh Savla from Shah and Savla Company. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my follow-up question. I'm sorry my line got disconnected. So I was on the tonnage cell, and I'm sure you must have answered that question, but I didn't hear it. So if you can repeat that, why there is a lower sale even in the local market also?
But Savla ji, the sales actually for us, as per our business model, depends upon the call-offs that actually happen. The brands that actually ask us to produce have fixed committed quantities that they ask us to produce. So I answered your question when you were not there, as saying that our production quantities that we have actually indicated to you in the last season and this season is very close to the order book that we have. That's a clue for you to actually see as to where our order book is. So having said that, the brand never renege on their contract, and based on that, the call-offs can actually happen anytime during the 15 to 17 month window per se. So we are expecting Q4 to be a better quarter for us this year, which will help us mitigate all these slow call-offs which are actually happening. And we, as of today, as we speak, we are still carrying crop year 2023's inventory.
Okay. So again, continuing on the previous question, so are we likely to close FY25 better than 24, or we will be at par with 24? Because why I'm asking this question again is because probably for PLI benefits also, I think we should have some incremental sales so as to get the incentive. So are we matching those targets or not?
So two parts to this answer. Basically, our hope is that we are actually going to be ending this year on a higher note than what we did last year. That's number one. And tomato production is just about to begin in this particular season, where we have also doubled our capacities. Not to say that the entire sales will actually happen in this year. With respect to mango, the 2024 crop year mango is basically a higher raw material price inventory. So that should also help in sales. But in terms of tonnage also, we are trying to expect it to do somewhere close to what we did last year, or maybe slightly better. That's first part of the question. Second, with respect to PLI, we have already taken care of 4 years of growth. So you would have actually seen that our base year, when we actually applied for PLI, was 350 crores of sales. So for the first 4 years or first 5 years, we have already taken care of the PLI incentives, since we've already reached 1,000 odd crores. So we need to take care of our growth of sales only for the last 2 years or last 1 year, is what my memory says.
Okay. So are we likely to receive some amount in the current financial year, and what can that amount be?
So amount for FY24 claims is around 27 odd crores, and we are expected to file the claim either by November end or December end. And the previous history says that the incentives are generally received before March. The first year we received it in June, but then the second year we actually received it in March. So we are expecting that you would receive it latest by March of 2025.
Great. So that should be good for the company. And can you also throw a little more light on our JV for pectin project? I believe we were also talking of cocoa equivalent butter and something like that from the waste that is generated from pulping. Have we started generating any revenue from that project, JV project?
Yes, I'm Dr. Molo here. Good news, the JV project commercial run is already started. First round of production already we did. Though we team believes that we need to have further tuning on the production process to get the best result and cost effective product, which is on. So we are expecting the revenue generation should be from the Q4, that is from January onwards, because these are all B2B sales. Hence, we need to send the sample, then customer audit. We are pushing at our end, and we hope that from Q4 onwards, we can have the revenue generation. That is on the pectin project. Second question is your cocoa butter and all these things. Yes, this is very much on. This year, we have done some trial or sampling process. Team is working on this, and I think today may not be the right time to disclose all these details. Very soon we'll come back on the progress on the butter.
Yeah, because cocoa prices have gone up, and there is a tremendous demand for this particular product.
We are trying because our whole company philosophy is on the sustainability. So, if you have to have a sustainable business model, waste is a major concern, and we need to more focus on how to reuse the waste for the better in the process as well as create oil. So entire organization is focusing on that, not only from this waste of the mangoes, from the other fruits and vegetables, as well we are working on some technology how we can reuse our water. That is something is very, very important in today's scenario. So I think we are in the right track on the sustainable business model.
Great, great. So just to conclude on my question part, can you guide us which segment is likely to give growth to the company in the coming years, like whether it will be mango pulp or tomato puree, or it is frozen food or spices? Which segment do you think will lead the growth for the company?
Very interesting question, which is also our main focus. As a company, from last 4 years, we are more focusing on beyond mango, in the sense that what we can do other than mango, without compromising any growth in the mango. Mango, we believe that there is a natural or normal growth potential is there, but sometimes there is ups and downs on the crop or on the temperature or the seasonality nature. However, non-mango, our focus is on now mainly on tomato. We have our new facility in Nashik. We're likely to start in another 10 days' time. So we are expecting a good growth in the tomato. And obviously, another segment is the frozen segment. Last one year, we see very good potential in this sector, especially in the U.S. and UAE, U.S. and Europe markets. So we are working on that. So major growth potential other than mango may come from the two segments. One is the tomato, and other is definitely from the frozen segment. Spice is also in our focus. We have started spice in the retail market in Delhi region and Mumbai region. As you know, retail market penetration is a little slow, but it has its own teething problem, which we are trying to overcome. And we hope that in the near future, maybe in a couple of years' time, spice will be a, I mean, substantial contribution in our overall revenue.
Okay. Okay. Great, sir. Thank you so much for answering all my questions, and wish you all the very best.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Bhargav from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good afternoon, team, and thank you for the opportunity. So I understand that you are expecting a significant volume increase in terms of trajectory. But in terms of supply chain constraints, have we planned it accordingly? Because I believe this could be a function of both domestic as well as international volumes getting shipped.
So with respect to the domestic, we are very clear with respect to what the market needs based on what the brands have actually been talking to us. And as we've just communicated on the call, Q4 is where we actually see a lopsided call-off thing expected to happen. And as Mr. Molloy already said on the call, the larger brands have already started paying us for the increased inventory blockage that we are doing at our end. So that's the good part to it. But then with respect to sales, the sales will actually happen in Q4. With respect to exports, it's a good question. It's slightly lucid, basically, because a lot of our contracts are based on FOB, and the shipments can actually happen based on the pricing of the ships or the container availability in the export markets. So we are trying to tie up as much as possible, but it still remains to be decided based on the customer, I mean, the container pricing.
Second question is on the tomato business. So I believe that the Indian tomato crop is not the best in class when we compare it to the Chinese crop. So any thoughts on contract farming to sort of compete with the Chinese for this business?
It is very difficult at this stage to actually tell you that we would be doing contract farming to compete with the Chinese produce which is there, because in India, per se, the varieties of tomatoes which are actually produced have lower lycopene value and lower GABA value, per se. So it's going to be very difficult to do that, per se. But having said that, the acceptability of the Indian variety of tomatoes has started increasing by the brands which are present in India. And a few of the export clients are also actually accepting the Indian variety. Having said that, we are exploring contract growing of tomatoes for a completely different purpose, not for sauces or any other business, but for lycopene extraction, which is a high-value business for us. So that's something that we are exploring, but nothing has been signed on that as we speak today. So we haven't given any disclosures on that as yet.
And is it possible to share what has been the revenue from the tomato business so far in first half?
Just give me a minute. I'll just look upon my numbers, because FY24, if you actually remember the commentary, we had actually said that we had produced lower of tomato, but I'll just look upon the first half numbers and come back to you on the breakup.
On the Tetra Recard side, is it fair to say that we are the only suppliers as of now in India, or is there anyone else also supplying Tetra Recard packaging?
This is the first machine in India, Tetra Recard, so there is no other supplier.
So even Uflex may not be supplying, right?
Pardon?
Uflex.
No, Uflex is not there.
Okay, because we were hearing from someone that Uflex has also come up with a Tetra Recard packaging, so
Tetra is anyway a proprietary branding of Tetra company, but whatever equivalent they may be calling it, that can be possible, but Uflex cannot come up with anything to do with Tetra. It's proprietary and
we would have the first right of refusal, right?
For further capacities.
Bhargav, just to come back to your question as to how much have we sold in FY25 of tomato, it is 25 odd crores.
So far in the first half?
Yeah. But the volumes have been down around 20 odd percent as compared to the previous year.
Sorry sir, I could not hear you.
I'm saying the volume was down around 20 odd percent with respect to tomato sales as compared to the previous year.
Okay. And sale is 25 crores and last year sale was 49 crores, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. Great, sir. Thank you. And lastly, on this green top development with Punjab and Sindh, is it for a couple of SKUs or the entire range of green top?
We haven't actually developed we had developed a few products, but we didn't get great customer feedback with respect to our initial range that we had actually put up. So we are doing that as an R&D and we are developing better products as per customer demand and launching newer SKUs. So it is across SKUs that we will actually be present with them. But as of now, it is the mango pulp and the tomato pulp which is actually present in their stores.
And also I'd like to add, with Punjab Singh, we are in discussion and almost a transit, that our frozen range of products in Green Top brand, that's also very soon to be available in Punjab Sindh. Maybe the few A1 type of stores, and later on we can expand it. So we are going to have a good tie-up with Punjab Sindh.
And Punjab Sindh will brand their own Punjab and Sindh branding, or it would be sold as Green Top to the
Green Top.
Oh. Next. Okay. Thank you very much and all the very best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Raman KV from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yes, we can.
So I just wanted to know that in the previous call you guided that you will do 100 crores from the tomato processing. Will we able to achieve that target?
In FY25, our capacity is actually going to be on stream this month as we seek the expanded capacity per se. But sales will happen in FY25 and FY26. But the production is definitely going to be much higher than what we actually did last year. So that's the target that we have.
You need to understand.
So last year, how much did we do from tomato processing?
49 crores.
Okay, so we are expecting higher than that.
Definitely that. And Mola here, sorry. You need to understand the seasonality of the product. Tomato mainly available winter crop in India. It's available from November till April,
Now, production which will be taken during this period, maybe 20-25% sales will come in this financial year, but balance will go to the remaining in the next financial year. Otherwise, our production target is almost double than last year.
Okay. So, how much also with respect to the mango pulping business, there is a decline in the sale volume when it comes to quarter-on-quarter figures. So, are we expecting Q4 to be better? Because I know in Q3, mango pulping business will be not be as much as active as in Q4, right?
Raman, I think we have already told you more than a couple of times on this call that we are expecting the Q4 to be lopsided for us this year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Rohit Ohri from Progressive Shares. Please go ahead.
I think a couple of questions from my side. The first one being on the tomato business, where we were trying to set up somewhere around seven lines. I think that currently two lines are available. So is this plan of seven lines still intact, or is there some alteration in the plans?
Rohit, hi. Happy Diwali first. I think you're slightly confused on the business that we are talking about. Even we were surprised by the question that you actually asked. So the seven lines that you're talking about is the pastry business line that you were actually talking about, which is the outer covering for samosas, spring rolls, and all those things. That is what we are extremely confident on. But tomato is a completely different business. We are confident on the tomato business, but it's only a new line in-house that we have actually set up of late. Earlier, we used to do it outsourced in a plant in Ahmednagar, but now we are, which was a leased plant for us. It's not an outsource. We take care of the entire production in that particular plant. But having said that, we have expanded our tomato processing in-house capabilities.
So there are more plans to expand because I believe that there is some free land available at the current plant. So we will be exploring that property for probably looking at tomatoes.
Maloy here. We always, I mean, our objective is to grab the opportunity wherever is available. If in near future we can see potential, definitely why not? So it is too early to say anything. But yes, if there's opportunity, definitely we are ready to look into it.
As far as we are considering now, then the CapEx is already over. Apart from the pastry line that we have actually guided you for, I don't think there is any further CapEx that we would be doing apart from the replacement CapEx and a few here and there small investments that we would be doing.
Anand, when MS is talking about beyond mangoes, there were some opportunities in banana pulping as well because of some issues in Russia and Ecuador. So is it that we've been able to crack through that, or is it something that is not there for us?
Yeah. It's a good point. Yes, there is an issue in Ecuador, as you rightly said. We are already getting a lot of inquiries. So we have started our banana processing and sampling already submitted. So let's see. There we are looking defined taste profile as a color profile, India versus Ecuador. But we see there's opportunity. We are already doing export, but this year there may be an opportunity we see, which is good for us. So I think in the next call, we'll be able to give further update on that.
And Rohit, the tomato processing capacity that we have expanded in Gonde, the capacity that you actually saw during the site visit, is the same facility which can also do banana.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anand, if you see the cash flow, there's an entry of acquisition of some tangible, intangible assets. Can you take us through what exactly is that?
Right. This is something that we have briefed you guys during the previous conference calls as well, wherein for conversion of the existing partnership firm of Kusum Spices into company, what we had actually done is that we had reduced the capital part of it as introduced from the partners, and subsequently once the company was formed, we are just reintroducing that as capital. That's it. So it was just a book entry which was actually done for faster conversion through the NCA. When the capital is lower, the conversion is faster, is what we were actually guided by our consultants per se. So there is no outflow of cash.
Mm-hmm. And when we carry these inventories, which was already alluded in the call, which you said that the client will be probably paying for that, that will not put any burden on the interest cost for us, right? Because I think in the in March or something, we had peaked out at some 160 million or something of that sort of interest cost. So we should not see the interest cost rising from here, right? From 128 million or so.
So Rohit, how this actually plays out is that the interest cost element, if you were to see apple to apple, would be actually higher. But my income comes in as other income or other operating income per se.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be netting off itself or maybe a gain for us. That's how you should look at it.
Mm-hmm. So this other income, the major chunk of that would be what? In addition to the interest for the FDs and the forex fluctuations, what else will be the other entity?
Other entity this year, one of the things that customer has agreed for a inventory, extended period inventory carrying cost. So that is included for
that. That's another operating inventory. He's talking about other income.
Other income. Okay. Sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. Let Arun reply that. Yeah. Yeah, he's taking it. Yes, one second.
Yeah, you can just go on with the next question. I'll just give you the break. You want other mm-hmm. income breakup, right?
Yeah.
Just give me some time. I'll just come back to you. And with respect to the other operating income that MS was just talking about, mm-hmm. it is with respect to the inventory holding cost that the larger brand actually gave us for the extended call-offs that they are doing.
Okay. 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 So this revenue which we were anticipating from Tetra Recart of I think some 90-100 crores, by when do you expect that to start hitting the P&L?
Rohit, to be very honest with you, I think we have told this again in the past few conference calls that we have been trying to tie up with a couple of large brands, but mm-hmm. I mean they have not placed any confirmed orders with us as yet. So our initial strategy was that 75% of the capacity we'll be using it for the larger brands, 25% for in-house brands is what idea was. The larger brands part of it, they are actually in the stage of sampling wherein they are storing the products for say 6 months to a year to a couple of years because the shelf life of the product is a couple of years, right? So they want to store that product and then they want to launch is their idea is what we understand from them. So, till that process gets over, it might be difficult for us to tell you as to what is actually happening on that part of it until they sign the dotted line. But with respect to the in-house brand, we have already told you that we have launched the mango pulp with Punjab Sindh and a few other distributors per se, and that's doing pretty well for us. So, we are hoping to build on that, and in fact, we are trying to do a lot of consumer-based schemes wherein we want to go big bang with the Green Top brand is what the internal view is. You will hopefully hear from us pretty soon through newspapers or holdings or whatever that you see across the places that you live.
Mm-hmm. Anand, while you talk about these approvals from the clients, there was some lab testing already done for pectin, right? Because in the remarks earlier, MS mentioned that there is something pending from the client's end for pectin, and there were some approvals that were pending from some players. So what is the mismatch over here? I mean, like, I thought that the lab testing was already done for pectin.
No, lab testing is one part. Lab testing, when we give the sample to the client, they check in their lab. But mm-hmm. if you take the commercial order, they run a small commercial run at their end before the supply. So they need to carry that before they give the order. Plus, as per the norms, they have to do a thorough client audit. So these are the two things under process.
Ramesh, approximately how much time does it take to get this on the commercial?
We mentioned that we are expecting the revenue to start from the Q4.
Okay.
Just to come back on the breakup of other income, basically interest income earned on our financial assets is there. That's one part of it. The other is basically a few balances which were actually written back because of the non-performance of some of our suppliers. So that also contributes to our other income per se.
Okay. Okay. So with this little bit of stress that we see in the Eurozone, and we also have exposure over there where exports we get somewhere around 10-11% from Europe and then around 5-6% from UK. How is it currently for us? Is there any pressure that you see from these geographies?
Honestly speaking, we have good call-up. In fact, customer is following up with us against our annual order. However, due to this uncertainty on the vessel, that's something which is beyond our control. We are unable to fulfill the demand. As of now, we don't see any issue as most of the orders from the big clients already confirmed. And also, good part that now we are also getting new inquiry on the mangoes, which is unlikely. We have not, generally we get from January or February onwards, but now I have seen that some clients are asking for additional volume, all these things. So I think market is opening up some extent, looks like in Europe as well as in US.
Mm-hmm. MS, when we speak about this, you also did mention that there were some issues and then the freight started opening up from the probably end of October or so. So was there a spill-off of certain revenues that went into the next quarter? And if you can quantify that.
I didn't get to this particular point. Can you repeat, please?
The spill-off from this quarter into the next quarter, revenue spill-off that has happened.
Basically, we have a standard call-off from export customers, which is most taking every month-wise. But that is going on. Okay, there is maybe a one-month delay in the shipment due to the vessel availability. However, in the domestic market, as Mr. Milan earlier told, that due to the extended rain across India, especially in the south region, there is a mismatch in the demand in the beverage industry. It is also published in the newspaper or many other platforms that the Indian beverage industry, especially in the juice, you must have seen the double result also, it's a decline. Their volume as well as value has been declined. So which also affecting us. But whatever we lose in this Q2, probably we can able to cover Q3. Though Q2 and Q3 is not good for Indian beverage industry, where we mostly dependent on the export. Q4 mostly on the Indian beverage industry, where our domestic sales go to the peak. And as per the latest updates from the brands, we are expecting a good sales in this period because all the capacity they built up in last 2 years is all in operational now. And they are very bullish that this summer there will be a bumper sales in this sector.
Okay, Ms. Anand, thank you for answering my question. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Rohit.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. A reminder to all the participants, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and 1 to ask a question. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anand Krishnan for closing comments.
Thank you, Neha. I want to express my gratitude to all our investors and shareholders for their continued support. Your trust in our company is invaluable and we take it seriously. We have already laid a strong foundation for sustainability and are confident in our ability to grow with sustainability at the core of all our practices. Should you need any further clarifications or would like to know more about the company, please feel free to write to us. Thank you once again. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Foods and Inns Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.